Hello?
I just said this is Admin Father. Gosh, how are you?
I'm good, Nathan.
I'm doing pretty good, Chester. It kind of sounds like it's a bad time, right? But I definitely wanted to speak to you. Last time we spoke, there was a big issue with the actual background check for the Google Verified program. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So as I mentioned just earlier, we spoke last week, and unfortunately there was an issue with the background check. I believe he attempted to upload the photo several times. I was able to speak with our actual specialist in regards to the actual information. And it looks like the issue would be the image that's being uploaded. It shows up a little too blurry. That would be the main concern on the actual background check. When you upload the photos, are you able to tell before you take it? For example, is it a little blurry? Is there any kind of issues on there?
Not that I recall. Let me see if I can find that.
Yes.
In my photo gallery, because I don't.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yes, because I was actually speaking with their specialist, right? I actually just got off with them, and they told me that they're going to resend the link to you. But the main issue is that the ID is showing a little bit too blurry.
Let me see something here. If I can't find it, I may have to.
Okay, are you, let's say, uploading the photo? Okay, it should give you the option to take a photo, right? Or are you uploading them, if I may ask?
I think I just took a picture of the document, and then I sent it.
Yes, because I believe at this point, right, the background check, it should only be asking you for your ID back in, yes, in the front and back, right? So you just have to make sure that it's not blurry and that it is the whole image of the ID, which should be one from the front and then the other from the back.
Let me see something here if I can.
Okay. And since I believe it resent it today, you should have already received it, okay? I believe so. So if you can check on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thank
you. So I just want to ask you, too. I'm still looking at my photo. Let's see what this is.
Okay.
Oh, so. Certificate of liability insurance.
Okay, but that would be the insurance, right? What it's asking for is a photo of your ID, right? Let's say maybe
my driver's license.
That's correct. So on the link that was sent out to you, I believe it should have been by email, it's going to ask you to upload your ID, which is your basically your driver's license ID.
Well, it's come through a text that says evident okay. Your requested identity verification link.
Perfect. Okay, by text, that's even easier. So you just click on the information, and again, when it asks you to take a picture of your ID, you're just going to take a picture of your driver's license, right, identification from the front and the back.
Okay, so hold on a second here. Let me.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. If you need me to call you back in 5 minutes, I will, okay?
I'm going to do it right now as we're talking here.
Okay. Hopefully you can. It should definitely work. Just make sure it's not blurry. I think that would be the main issue.
Okay, so it says take photo of front side of your ID card on dark surface. The details on your card should be clearly visible in the photo. Upload front side of your ID card. So I'm going to hit this camera. Let's see what this does.
It should allow you to adjust, so that's actually perfect.
Okay, so use photo. Try this one. Okay, upload backside. Let's see here. Matthew's photo. Submit and complete. Okay, it says it's still verifying your documents, so it's just kind of little wheels turning.
It's got the wheels turning? Okay, so it should be loading, I believe, so let's just wait a moment.
And the way things have been going, I mean, I'm getting, you know, enough calls now to keep me sort of busy. I don't know that I really would have needed that now.
Well, let's just say this. Once it's ready, right, we're going to go ahead and let you know that it's going to be starting. If you decide, you know what, let's hold off a month or two, then we can hold off on it. But let's just have it prepared for when you do want to start it. It's ready, right? So it's something that we can pause, in other words. Not a problem, okay?
Okay. So it says, thank you for submitting your information to local services by Google.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like it should everything should have been accepted. I will have my team check into it again later today, if not tomorrow, to see if there's any other issues. But based on what I'm hearing, it looks like everything should be good now. The previous times that you attempted to do it, you did the same thing, right? You just took a picture of the front of the ID and back. Or was it something else that you took a picture of?
Okay. I haven't, I'm going to get your phone and see something. I haven't looked at my website to see if those...
The stomping ground to Georgetown, is that right? No, it still hasn't been completed. I'm actually speaking to my actual MySite team right now to have that updated. I kind of put them on a little... I'm not sure if this is the right term to say, but I've put all the attention on them so everybody knows that they're a little behind on that. So hopefully it rushes through just today, okay?
Okay.
That would be for the my site. Yeah, I'm definitely working on it, not to worry, right? So glad you brought it up either way, right? But it should be ready. Again, I just put a little bit more pressure. This time I kind of put them on the spotlight in front of everybody, okay?
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Awesome. So I'll keep updating you as many times as it takes, right, as well. You already know I'll call you about every 10 days. If you need me before that, don't worry. Send me a text or just give me a simple call, okay?
All right, perfect.
All right, awesome. I appreciate your help on this, Chester. Hope you have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.